don't get caught in the middle. The Three Wide Podcast will be right back after this timeout.
Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's up? The 3-1 NASCAR podcast is in championship mode. EG3, Eddie Greer III, here with you guys once again for the 3-1 NASCAR podcast with EG3. Y'all know what it is. Gander Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the three of these divisions in all of motorsports. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, championship weekend. It's finally upon us, and I am recording this on Wednesday, November 4th, 2020, here just after 9 Central Time. That is right. And this episode will go out the morning of Championship Weekend, which starts on Friday night with the trucks. So this episode will go up Friday, first thing Friday morning. Usually it goes out little in the afternoon Fridays, but we're going to post this up Friday morning to get you pumped up for championship weekend before we get into a little bit different version of the podcast here tonight. Of course, 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3. Find it wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Amazon Music as well, Radio.com, Audio Boom, all that jazz. If you have Alexa in your home and you have Amazon Music, you can tell Alexa to play the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, and it should do it right there for you as well, folks. So pretty much down to business as well, folks. This is it, preview, and then we'll be back with y'all for the championship wrap up next week, and we'll tell you the off-season schedule after that. So off-season coming up pretty fast, but first, Martinsville, man, all three races were, especially the Cup race, that was something else, a big, huge shift of change in the Cup Series. Obviously, we'll save that for last year here on this episode, but we're just going to dive straight into this, obviously. Blending a little Martinsville, but this is championship preview of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. The trucks will be up first. Obviously, there's going to be no spectators. This is the first time outside of Homestead, Miami, that a championship weekend has been placed. So, the Gander RV Outdoor Truck Series season finale, post-season finale, Friday night, 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 Eastern on FS1. And we got four contenders right off the bat already. And a walk-off, Grant Emmerich, who was the third driver out, had to make it happen. And he did so in walk-off fashion. He did everything he could possibly could. That you're supposed to do in a must-win situation, right? So he was all over the place. He had to hold off a couple of challengers, Matt Crafton, Christian Eckes, even his teammate Ben Rhodes. But at the end of the day, Grant Emmerich did what he needed to do to put himself in Arizona for opportunity for a championship. And I did not realize this, folks, until I hopped on to start this podcast. GMS Racing, who's been the talk of the town in the trucks, really, since late summer, and that momentum has carried on into the playoffs. Of course, it started off with Sheldon Creed and then Zane Smith's heroics at Michigan. Brett Moffitt finally getting a win in the 2020 postseason. Grant Emmerich, the lone Thor Sport truck, going up against 3-1, and it's going to be Goliath versus David. And this also reminds me of the Cup Championship a year ago, where it was Joe Gibbs Racing versus Kevin Harvick and Stuart Haas. So the three Joe Gibbs cars against Stuart Haas Racing last year, and of course Kyle Busch came out on top. This year there's gonna be a new champion in the Cup Series. Of course, we'll get into all of that later, momentarily here in the 3Wide NASCAR Pops EG3. But absolutely, GMS versus Thor Sport Racing, 3-1 in a Truck Series here in 2020. And let's just try to find our final four contenders here from the NASCAR Hall of Fame 200, which took place last Friday. Grant Emigert, he did everything. Led 49 laps en route to a huge, huge win in Arizona, which actually, for Emigert, his fourth win of 2020, locks him in to Arizona Friday night showdown. Zane Smith, championship four contender. He finished third in this race. Zane Smith, in his rookie year for GMS Racing, gets it done, and I believe he read somewhere this week that he's going to be back with GMS for next year. So, signed, sealed, and delivered. Zane Smith back in that 21 next year. The other half, obviously, and at one point, Brett Moffitt, he was already locked in to the Final Four. He was going after that clock, and obviously, circumstances up front took him out. Sheldon Creed, who had a fast truck. I've been harping on Sheldon Creed really for the last month and a half or so on this podcast. Sheldon Creed, Final Four contender, finished eighth, and he had to go all the way down to Brett Moffitt, who finished 28th during the tire crazy fiasco up front right there. So let's just break it down 1-10 from the last race there in Martinsville. Derek Crouch finished 10th. Austin Wayne himself 9th. Sheldon Creed 8th. I just mentioned him. Danny Bone 7th. Stuart Friesen 6th. Matt Grassinger, the defending champion, no more after Friday night. He was very disappointed after the fact, and he kept the interview short. And can't blame him, right? You're disappointed, did not get the opportunity to do what you need to do. Stage points is everything else, and still fall short of trying to defend the championship. He will not do that. A new champion will be crowned Friday night on FS1. Matt Crafton finished 5th in this race. Christian Eckes 4th. Zane Smith 3rd. Ben Rhodes also falling short 2nd. And now it's a huge scenario, interesting scenario, between Rhodes and Eckes there. And the puns on my Twitter feed between Ben Rhodes and Christian Eckes. And as you might recall, 2 weeks ago, these two had a disagreement on a mile and a half at Texas. They were Ben Rhodes just flat out took out Christian Eckes on a mile and a half racetrack. Dangerous move by Ben Rhodes. I really harped on him on the last episode of the podcast. You missed out on the double deader of Texas. Download it and you listen to my further comments on it there. But Final Four set up for Friday evening in the desert here. Let's review it for you guys one more time. Brett Moffitt, only one win here in 2020. He'll look at a second championship in 3 years, I want to say. He's already got a championship with that came with Ettore Racing 2 years ago. So yeah, that's right. He can add a second championship. He'll try it again for a third, try to win two championships in 3 years with two different teams. He has another crack at it. This is the only returnee from the Final Four last year. It was totally different from last year. Then you have Sheldon Creed with his 4 wins this year. 8 top 5s, 12 top 10s. Moffitt, 15 top 10s, 10 top 5s there as well. The other leg of this GMS gauntlet, Zane Smith, 2 wins, 6 top 5s, 12 top 10s in there. And obviously, Emigert, 4 wins, 8 top 5s, 13 top 10s. He'll look to win his first championship Friday night on FS1. Already touched on Matt Crafton, Ben Rhodes earlier. And There was another contender in there. I can't think of his name right now. Obviously, I don't have the running orders sheet in front of me right now. But obviously, we have not talked about this cat. Austin Hill, who came in to this race 27 to the good and having issues with the race truck not handling, and eventually it blew up on him. Very, very disappointing. The regular season champion. The regular season champion, Austin Hill, not going to the final four there. And that's got to be a huge disappointment there. And he's had a few wins this year. Again, I don't have the standings in front of me right at this moment. I only have my notes that I wrote down for this race there. But it's all about the final four now. But we just got to touch on Hill real quick. Very disappointed there. And yeah, I mean, this is what it is. I mean, just like the whole Kevin Harvick issue, you knew the situation going in there. I mean, Harvick has had his opportunities, and we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. But absolutely, I mean, Hill had his opportunities to get in. And I'm pretty sure we all thought 27 was going to get him in there, but obviously that could change in a heartbeat, just what we saw in the Cup Series race last weekend. So very heartbreaking for him. He'll have to wait another year to have a shot to get back in. But the final four is set. GMS versus Thor Sport on FS1. It's going to be very interesting to see what's going to happen there with the trucks. The final four kicking off championship weekend at Phoenix, Arizona on FS1. It's going to be barn burn, that's for sure. GMS Racing has 75% of this field. Can they bring home a title, or will Grant Ebinger upset the apple cart to score his first championship?
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Xfinity Series Final Four set also here this week, coming up this weekend, and it'll be on Saturday afternoon. And this race, I will probably have to DVR this race. More than likely, I'll be at a football game this weekend here in Manhattan, Kansas, as K-State takes on Oklahoma State, and which still is a big game. Both teams lost their first conference games of the year last weekend, so still a big game. This is pretty much to set up an opportunity to be right in the absolute driver's seat to get to Arlington there, Arlington, Texas, for the Big 12 championship later on next month. But unfinished business in Arizona, obviously. And before I talk about the Final Four there, obviously, the Fast Four covering the first four spots in both and all series this weekend. So with the whole addition and subtraction of drivers and whatnot, you're going to have the championship four. All of them start up front. Of course, I'm going to have my predictions, to cap off the show here. I apologize for all that. But Grant Ebinger will lead the field to green there, and he's going to have Zane Smith right next to him. Sheldon Creed, Brett Moffitt will be behind them. That's how the four is going to be set up, and then we're just going to go ahead and rattle off the rest of the top 10. Matt Crafton rolls off fifth, Ben Rhodes sixth, Christian Eckes, Derek Krause, Stuart Friesen, and Tyler Ingram. That is your top 10 starting lineup there for the Truck Series on Friday. Switching over to the Xfinity Series. Harrison Burton playing spoiler for the second straight weekend. And this field better be lucky that he's not a part of playoffs anymore. Just missed out on a couple points in the first round, not getting in to the round of eight there. And they caught a huge break because Harrison Burton now has rattled off two straight wins and going for a third. Can he pull it off and make somebody else in the Championship Four have to finish higher, because that's the name of the game. Those of you knew, the highest finishing Champ Four driver will win the championship. Whether you're leading or you're in the highest position, you're in the top five somewhere or not. That's the rule, that's the name of the game. And really, the goal, really, and we've seen the Cup Series, really, through the successes is win the race, you win the championship. That's pretty much hands down what you gotta do. You're up front, but we did not see that last year in the Truck Series, actually, as Austin Hill put it on him last year. Matt Crafton finished second, who did not win a race all year long, was able to do what he needed to do, and that's the name of the game. Hate the game. You don't have to hate the game. Well, you have to hate. Well, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. It's late, but yeah, I mean, what I'm trying to say is you got to go by the rules. The rules say you have to finish highest out of the three drivers. That's what you have to do. So this is going to be a new layer to things this year. We're not in Homestead. We're in Arizona Short, just a mile, just over a mile racetrack. And we'll find out for sure who's going to be there. But Harrison Byrne, second consecutive win, and he supplants his daddy, Jeff Byrne, as the youngest cat to win at Bartsville. Bear with me here. Harrison Burns supplanting his daddy there as the youngest driver to win in series history at the Fame Paperclip. You gotta go to Jeff Burton, daddy, 23 years, 2 months, 24 days. Harrison Burton, 20 years old, 22 days. Harrison Burton, of course, denying Noah Gregson at the end of that race at Texas 2 weeks ago, and this time keeping Justin Allgaier, but Allgaier getting the nod and getting his ticket to the Final Four to Phoenix, where he has been a master at that place. We'll see what happens. Can he take advantage of it? But he's going to have to deal with, obviously, the most winner in wins, Chase Briscoe, with his 9, hoping to snag double digits en route to his first championship. Can he do it? Austin Center, the other one. And the dark horse, Justin Haley, gets the final spot there in this race. Justin Haley, the least quality car to do. Let's be honest now. Justin Haley, the least of this guy. Everybody would have picked Ross Chastain to be that guy to represent quality racing. Nope. Justin Haley will be having a chance to represent colleague racing for opportunity to win a championship. But let's run it. Let's just find Allgaier finished second. He'll be there. Chase Briscoe finished 7th at Martinsville last Saturday. Austin Cindric finished 10th in this race there. He led 42 laps at Martinsville in this event. Martinsville, the draft top 250. Harrison Burton leading the most laps in 81. And Harrison Burton, a non-playoff driver. Keep that in mind. And he's going to be looking to really cap off the year with 3 straight wins. Can he pull it off? But you got to think that one of these guys is going to be strong. All eyes looked at Allgaier. But Chase Briscoe, 9 wins. Can he cap off a tremendous year with the championship? I have to see about that. Let's run down the rest of this top 10 here in order. We already mentioned the top 2. Allgaier second. Noah Gregson was eliminated. 3rd. Jeff Burton 4th. Ross Chastain finished 5th. Ross Chastain has to be disappointed. And really, yeah, you're going to have to go into the Cup Series. And I talked about this on last edition of the 3Wide Podcast. You're going to go in there, go into the Cup Series with no win, no momentum, really. I know, yes, it's a different series, but he's going in that 42 car next year. And so you're going up there with no momentum. I do not see him winning on Saturday, well, for obvious reasons. But Ross Chastain, he was favored to win multiple wins this year, and I'm afraid that's not going to happen. Riley Herbst finished 6th, Chase Briscoe 7th, Michael Annette, who was eliminated early in these playoffs, 8th, Brandon Jones eliminated from playoff contention. 9th, and we already mentioned Austin Cedric. 10th, Ryan Sieg, who's also eliminated from postseason play. Finished outside the top 10 in 11th. You listen to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Rolling along on this preview edition of Championship Weekend in Arizona. Of course, at the end of this podcast, I will give you my picks for Championship Weekend triple header. 3 trophies will be crowned. 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Let's get it. Okay, so let's run it down to Junior Motorsports, Colic Racing, and both Fords that's represented here. Penske Racing and Stuart Haas Racing. So you have 4 different teams. Unlike the Truck Series there with 2 teams in there, 4 different organizations will have a chance to, only one though will have a chance to take home the coveted Xfinity Series Championship. Chase Briscoe, 9 wins, 16 top 5s, 21 top 10s this year. He's going to the Cup next year. Speaking of going to the Cup, he's going to the 14 race, placing Bowyer. Austin Cedric, 5 wins on the year. He's going to be the number one man next year for sure. Unless Justin Allgaier, who's also planning to be back next year with the Junior Motorsports. So you think Austin Cedric, Justin Allgaier, and Justin Haley. Haley return will be returning to college next year. So you got these 3. So who knows? Next year, you could see these 3 in the same familiar spot again. And maybe you could probably find Harrison Burton in here next year. Who knows? So that's just a little. I know I go a little too far ahead of myself here. But Austin Cedric going to be number one guy next year. Allgaier and Justin Haley. These guys. And really, Justin Haley, when you look at his numbers, 3 wins, 10 top 5s, 20 top 10s. The consistency is there. And just to put a note on Justin Allgaier here, 3 top 5s. So, excuse me, 3 wins, my bad. 10 top 5s and 18 top 10s. Cedric, to put a cap on him, 5 wins, 18 top 5s. An outcoming party of sorts, 25 top 10s. That's the most of the championship 4 contenders here. Top 10s obviously ain't going to cut it. You're going to have to go out there. Yeah, you're going to have to take care of business. I mean, again, it's the same rule. Going to have to go out and get a job done. That's just what it is. And all guy and all numbers point towards that 7 car of Justin Allgaier. But you're going to have to go through a tough Chase Briscoe, who's had 2 weeks to prepare for that race car for Arizona on Saturday afternoon. Justin Haley, obviously going to be a huge underdog in this thing. We'll see what happens here. Will it be an upset? Find out and see. It's going to be really, really interesting to see how this is going to play out. And obviously, we've already touched on Chastain and Noah Gregson on the wrong end. And Noah Gregson had a tremendous opportunity to get in at Texas. Lost it on the final corner there, and he's left out but to watch this battle on Saturday afternoon on, I just had it recently, on NBCSN, 3 o'clock Central Time, 4 Eastern Time on NBCSN. Allgaier getting the nod. He will lead this championship 4 on Saturday afternoon. You put somebody who's had a ton of success on this racetrack on a pole, that could mean trouble for everybody else. So Chase Briscoe will roll off second. And the other half of the championship 4 drivers, Austin Cedric, will roll out third. And the dark horse, quote-unquote, Justin Haley. Can he defy all the odds? He will roll out fourth. And then the man who's won 2 straight Xfinity Series playoff races, not in anymore, that's Harrison Burton. We'll start 5th. Noah Gregson, 6th. Ross Chastain will start 7th. The last time we're in Arizona, Brandon Jones beat Kyle Busch. He's no longer in the playoffs, but he'll start 8th. Riley Herbst and Michael Annette rounds up the top 10 starting out there for the Xfinity Series there for the Desert Diamond Casino West Valley 200 ML Randall will have all the coverage on the radio this weekend if you happen to miss all that. And then, of course, Enemy CSN will have coverage of this. And again, I'm going to have to DVR this one. Because of that, I'll be at the Bill watching Oklahoma State take on Kansas State Saturday afternoon. So that won't work right there. So we'll see what happens there. So it's all for naught. It's all for a taking. A new champion will be crowned in really all three series there coming up on Arizona. It's going to be really interesting to see. And we'll talk Cup. We're going to take a step aside here on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. It's literally 3-Wide. First, we started off right away on the low side with the Gator Outdoor Truck Series Final Four, which will have a new champion. Matt Crafton will not have a chance to defend his champion title, obviously. And then the Xfinity Series, the top two all year long has been strong. Briscoe and Cindric, will one of them win it? Or will Justin Allgaier, with his best track, come out on top? Or will Justin Haley upset them all? And then we're going to talk this Cup Series race coming up on the other side of this break. And I got to tell you, man, the story of this, you missed out on last weekend. You missed a crazy scenario there with one of the really the top favorites all year long. We will definitely talk about that coming up on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're coming back after this break.
From the land of the purple, the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3 will be right back.
Championship weekend off. I gotta tell you, man, what a stunning turn of events at Martinsville last weekend. Obviously, Chase Elliott walks off Martinsville there with probably one of the more biggest breaks of the year. Yeah, Chase Elliott goes on to win the championship on Sunday. Go back to the pit crew, Jackman, leaving almost too early and going back, tagging the wall, and returning to the car to do service on that car. What a huge break there. That was a damn. That was the first time I've ever seen it. Huge break here. He doesn't go back, well, obviously. He gets penalized, and they do not win this race, but that's put a double star on that right there. Chase Elliott with a walk up there, holding off Mark Trecher, who unfortunately for us had to go back to pit lane. The story of the year for that team there. Pretty much summed up the season there. Mistakes on pit road, even with the addition, with the swap of the 20 team's pit crew members, still making a critical mistake. Loose wheel, fast race car, and opportunity at least to put pressure on Chase Elliott was diminished there. So, I mean, like I said, I've already accepted it, but it was really very hard to watch on Tucker there. I mean, you're right there, but you can't get to him. And at one point fell back, but they were right there. It was right there for taking and couldn't do it. And of course, like you're a championship team, any championship team, contender, whatever, you gotta get those breaks. They fall your way, and that's what happened there with the 9 for sure. But that team's been strong on Martinsville for quite some damn time there. And Chase Elliott led the most laps with 236, and pretty much the 9 was class field. The 19 was right there. So the we're left saying here in 2020 again that the 9 and the 19, we should have seen them battling. But circumstances, once again, it takes the 19 out of that contention. And even with there was no loose wheel, I don't think we, I mean, it would have been close. It would have been pretty damn close to get there. But Chase Elliott was too tough. He was too tough, too strong. And now you're talking about an opportunity to win a championship, the most popular driver of your sport, going after championship number one Sunday. That's one of the storylines there. Obviously, Team Penske, Joey Logano, going for championship number two, along with Brad Keselowski, who, let's face it, nobody's really talking about him. Keselowski with the drive of the season, busted on pit road, come all the way back, roars to the fourth position there. And without that there, Keselowski would have missed, because between he and Harvick messing around there, the last spot in that cutoff line right there, y'all, that was some drama. This race had literally everything you could ask for. And let's not forget Denny Hamlin, who last year in Phoenix, who kicked everybody's ass, and he got his ticket to Homestead, which, of course, we know what happened there. He fell short there. So Denny Hamlin, in some sorts now, can breathe somewhat. He ain't out of woods yet, because this is probably, and I know I'm sounding, it might sound a little ease, but, you know, Denny Hamlin, you don't have to deal with one of your major players all year long. This was the major story of the day. Kevin Harvick. 9 wins. Same as Chase Elliott. Not Chase. Same as Chase Briscoe. The same amount of wins as Chase Briscoe. The only difference is Briscoe's running for a championship in the Xfinity Series. Harvick is not. Who? Raise your hand if y'all pick Harvick to not make it to championship four. Raise your hand. I don't see any. I don't see no hands raised. I don't see any hands raised at all. I did not do a bracket of the final four. So, haha to all you guys who picked Harvick to make the final four. And I gotta have to get myself patting back on this one, because I clamored for it, I must say. And yes, Chase Elliott won. We had three different winners. One of them was not in playoff contention, and that was Kyle Busch there at Texas. So Mark Trish Jr. had an opportunity to win at Texas, didn't get it done. So, and then had a loose wheel. And then, yeah, you left out. It's name of the game. And I accept it. Same like Harvick. Everybody's crying. Everybody's crying that Harvick, best player, the best driver this year in 2029. Jeff Gluck was crying. Pretty much whining on a teardown. This is name of the game. This is name of how it's played. I've been saying it throughout the night here tonight on the 3-Wide NASCAR, probably EG3. These guys are off. They had an opportunity. I mean, they had an opportunity to win. You had an opportunity to win in Kansas City. They didn't get it done. You're one of the fast cars there. Texas, everyone wants to throw an excuse of the mist. And maybe you shouldn't have wrecked there. I don't know. Maybe the car should have come out. It didn't. And the fact that you should not hit the wall. Hit the wall there, and then you're the first one to hit the wall, go up the racetrack, smack the wall, and you pay the price for it. And then Martinsville, the weakest track in the cheek of the armor, the 4-team run, Childers, Kim Harvick, they were just never in the ball game. Let's face it, they were never there. And the fact of it, you're trying to wreck Kyle Busch there, I don't blame him for that. I mean, you're trying to do what you got to do. That point, a.k.a. Ryan Newman, Kyle Larson,
in the first year of this format. So I don't blame Harvick there. I mean, that's racing, baby. I mean, come on. But look, man. I mean, 9 wins this year, and everybody had him a lock to pretty much nobody saw this coming. Not me. I didn't see this coming. Not you. Not everybody else. Not even if I made the Final Four, I would have probably put him in there too anyway. But fact of the matter is, I didn't make a bracket, so. That's wasted. I mean, Jordan Bianchi said that, or on Tierney that Mark Trish Jr. wasted. He and Jeff Gluck said they wasted opportunity. I mean, that's probably a little harsh. I mean, yeah, that's they missed their opportunities. But I tell you, what's wasted is Harvick's 9 wins not being a championship. I mean, this cat should have at least 2 championships right now. And the fact that you have 1, I mean, he's still going to be in the, probably most likely still not going to Hall of Fame. But the fact of the matter is that you're left out, and he and Truex left out in the same game, and you throw Kyle Busch up in there as well. So none of them guys are in it. You have a different set of guys that have been there, except for one. That's Chase Elliott, new to the Final Four game. So he's... And he's like play spoiler on Sunday. Like I've been mentioning it tonight on the podcast. He's going to be rolling off, start kicking off the Final Four on Sunday on the pole. So there is that. And we got to know he and Joey Logano. Chase Elliott was pissed off on Joey. No offense. These guys had their run-ins earlier this year. Notably Bristol. And we know what Joey Logano is willing to do to win a championship. So... you can do the math on that one. But circling back to Harvick, and let's put this in here for a little bit. We'll kick off this discussion here in just a second.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Here with y'all on this Wednesday night. And remember, this will go out Friday morning. First thing should be in the feed by lunchtime and definitely should be there. So we'll kick off your championship weekend with the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Tell your friends about that. Back to Kevin Harvick. Yeah, Kevin Harvick, absolutely. Yeah, we all should be there, right? But hey, life's not fair. We can't have it easy. I mean, if we're easy, everybody would be winning races. Everybody would be winning 9 races. But fact of the matter is, yeah, except the rules of the playoffs. I mean, they had his chances. And one thing that didn't mention is they had a chance to win. Kevin Harvick had an opportunity to keep Joey Logano out of the Final Four. What happened? He didn't do that. Because Joey Logano was blocking, taking advantage of the package. He did what he had to do, and Joey Logano pretty much threw a wrench there. Then he had Kyle Busch winning Texas when Kevin Harvick apparently had another dominant car at Texas hit the wall with it. So that's another wasted opportunity there. So that's wasted right there. 9 wins. Man, that's I'd be pissed. If I had that many wins, that kind of success this year, and you at least get to the championship 4 with that, but you didn't even make it to the Final Four, so that's the difference. If he made it to the Final Four and lost, then that's a different story there. But the fact of the matter is that Harvick did not win, did not get there, drew a whole can of worms in the NASCAR world, so everybody complaining about adding a regular season champion there for 5. Come on now. We've been the rules way too much here. It is what it is. I know Rick Mass wanted that. And I totally disagree with that. I mean, it's Final Four. I mean, Final Four is Final Four. I mean, this is what, like, this NCAA tournament, like Jordan said on their podcast, Final Four, you survive the gauntlet, you get there, right? I mean, the best teams get upset in college basketball in that tournament. We see it every damn year, obviously, except last year because of this damn pandemic. But you see it every year. People get upset. teams get upset. So
when we saw it here, Harvick, and the key denominator here, he didn't even score stage points in this race.
No stage points, stage one. No stage points, stage two.
You get stage points here, you keep Brad Keselowski out of it. You send Brad Keselowski out the door, not getting no Final Four. But instead, you outdo yourself. So
that this is why, I mean, you got to do what you got to do in these races. You do not want to leave. I know
you thought, well, you know, that's he's going to be a lock. But apparently things happen. And for him, that's unfortunate for those guys. So that's too bad, so sad. I mean, better luck next year, right?
So Harvick, 9 wins. And he will not even be a part of the Change 4, which leads to my next point here, Denny Hamlin. Now, Denny Hamlin, this is the problem again. I mean, everybody said last year was his best opportunity to win a championship. Rightfully so, but you might as well top it with this year to top that. Because fact of the matter is, you don't have to deal with the 4 car being part of it. And he probably, I'm gonna go out on a limb right now. One of my predictions, I wouldn't be surprised if the 4 car goes out and wins on Sunday to make a statement going into the offseason. I would not be surprised, and we have not seen a non-winner of the Championship 4 not win the race and win the championship. That theory might get tested on Sunday. Yeah, all 4 of these guys are capable of winning. We know Denny can win at Phoenix, so can Logano. But last time we were there with the Cup Series, Joey Logano beat Kevin Harvick there, so we know we can there. Chase Elliott has ran very well there. And Brad Keselowski, all those guys ran well. And Penske Racing has a stranglehold on this package, the 750 horsepower, you want to call it, something like that. So, yeah, it's Penske versus Hendrick and... Drawing a blank. Oh, dang it. Penske, Hendrick, and somebody else.
Somebody else there. Chase Elliott, Joey Logano starting the front row. And, yeah, so Keselowski is starting third in there. I'm having a brain fart here tonight to see who the organization is. But, yeah, absolutely. Yes, there you go. Joe Gibbs Racing. So Joe Gibbs Racing versus Penske versus Hendrick. There we go. Wow.
So Denny Hamlin, this is probably another opportunity. And this team has not been what they were in the regular season.
I just tell you, they made mistakes. And apparently they had a communication issue with the 20 and whatnot. Looking for some help for his teammate Eric Jones, more notably, last weekend. And at this point in the game,
it's right there. So again, I mean, you come up short here, and everybody's gonna be wondering why are you not taking advantage of it. So your biggest rival, Harvick, on track, not a part of the 4. You better go out and take advantage of it, because if you don't, then you would waste another year. So marinate on that for a little bit until Sunday night. So Hamlin, 5 wins. Let's go to my notes here real quick here. Denny Hamlin, 7 wins this year. So with 2, I don't know why I keep saying 5 wins. 7 wins, 17 top 10s, 17 top 5s, 20 top 10s. Joey Logano, the least wins of this group with only 3, but that's 11 top 5s, 20 top 10s. And then the most top 10s belong to Brad Keselowski with 23 behind Jeremy Bowens. And I got to be the first one to say, this guy got the laughing stock of the crew chiefs at the beginning of the year, Jeremy Bowens. I definitely remember saying that. I mean, this dude got the weakest of the crew chiefs. Well, he proved me wrong. He proved everybody else wrong as well. And this is going to be, and nobody's really talking about Keselowski when it comes to his Final Four. And yeah, everybody's talking about Chase Elliott going opportunity. It's going to be his first appearance in this Final Four, like I mentioned, this evening. So it's going to be interesting to see how he handles it, that's for sure. But Keselowski, 100 flat, second championship. Got a great opportunity to do it. 4 wins this year, 12 top 5s, 23 top 10s. Chase Elliott, the walk-off at Martinsville, 4 wins, 14 top 5s, 21 top 10s, and let's put a book in to the Martinsville weekend here, shall we, folks? Chase Elliott, already mentioned, the winner of the race to get in, put himself in this position. Ryan Blaney had a strong run, finished in that second spot, leading 36 laps. Joey Logano, third, 19 laps led in this race. Brad Keselowski, that tremendous, determining drive from back of the lead lap pack to fourth, the drive of the year. So you talk about Chase Elliott doing something big, this team doing something right. They're saving his championship hopes. Brad Keselowski saved his hopes for opportunity for another championship there by driving his ass off to get to the fourth spot. There, Kurt Busch, fifth. Alex Bowman, the other driver who got eliminated in this race, he and Kurt Busch both finished 5th and 6th. Eric Almirola, 7th. Clint Boyer, 8th. Kyle Busch, 9th. Matthew Benedetto, 10th. And everybody's asking, Denny Hamlin, Final Four contender, finished 11th here. Martin Truex Jr. led the second most laps, 129, a disappointing 22nd place. And yeah, he's going to be afterthought on Sunday. So this leaves to the Final Four on task. Already mentioned already in this one. So, man, this is a lot of things going on. And you got to go back here. Already mentioned the Fab Four here. I believe Denny Hamlin is starting 4,004. So, last year in the elimination race in Arizona, he started on the pole and kicked everybody's butt. This time around, he's going to have to pass both Penske cars and Chase Elliott to do it. If he's going to win that first championship, if you don't, then yeah, you wasted another opportunity. So, wasted the key word there in that part. Definitely a Kevin Harvick situation there. 9 wins this year and not even being part of the four. That's got to suck for him. It's here. So, there's that here. So, you're starting, your rest, you're starting top 10 for the season finale 500 to cap off the NASCAR season on Sunday on NBC, and that's not what I want. That is what I want right there. So 5th, Ryan Blaney. Alex Bowman will start 6th. Kurt Busch will start 7th. Kyle Busch will roll off 8th. Clint Boyer, his last ride, 9th. Eric Almirola, 10th. And I gotta mention here real quick here, Jimmy Johnson, his final NASCAR race here full time. He's gonna be going IndyCar racing next year. Jimmy Johnson will start 26th position, deep in the field. Yeah, he's been just a damn afterthought. So, it's not the end that he wants, that's for sure. But, hey, it is what it is. You got to try to go out the best as you can right there. So, that's your start top 10 there, folks, for the season finale 500, which leads now into my prediction. Before I do that here, real quick here, the final four drivers, obviously, here, Brad Keselowski leads all those drivers getting in here. And this is the stat that I've been leaning on all year long. Going back to 2017, Keselowski, 7 races in that span, 3 top 10s for him. Denny Hamlin, 4 top 10s. And he, of course, been banging up, of course, been talking about that win on his podcast here. Chase Elliott, 3 top 10s in the racetrack in that same span. I don't see Joey Logano on this list here, even though he won the race going back to early spring. So, folks, finally, let's get down and dirty with predictions, folks, of championship weekend. Eddie Griffith here with y'all for the 3Wide National Podcast. We're closing in on wrapping things up here in Manhattan, Kansas here, getting y'all ready for championship weekend. First off, the beginning of your sports series. Yeah, get out of those truck series, man. This one was a tough one. This is the one up and wrapped, up in the air. Brett Moffitt, already talked about him, his opportunity, but there's going to be either a second-time champion or a first-time winner champion here. I'm going with the latter here, folks. I'm going to stick, you know. I lean towards Joey Reed, and why not? He's got 5 trucks here at the late here, but I'm going to go with the momentum here. I want to switch it here. Grant Emigrant will bring home 4. He will take down GMS Racing on Friday night. He will win a championship. Got momentum that drive. That drive will carry that and pass the TMS car. He's going to get it done. And of course, he won a championship last year with Matt Crafton. They'll look to keep that championship in-house. And I'm going off script.
I'm going to go bring him here to win a championship car tonight.
Saturday.
Man.
You know, I lean toward Justin Allgaier a little bit here. Always wrong. But, you know, I'm going off script as well. And, yeah, I'm going to go with Austin Cindric to win the championship. The 22 double deuce. Penske Racing will knock out Chase Briscoe. And he will deliver Penske a championship, which obviously leads to my other prediction of championship weekend. I'm all with Brad Keselowski. I told two people this last weekend. I said, if Tristan gets done getting in, I'm going to pick that two car to get it done, which I'm picking right now on this podcast. Brad Keselowski, nobody's really paying attention to him, and he will upset Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, and knock out his teammate Logano to win championship number two. It's going to be championship two for Keselowski and Logano, or it's first for Hamlin. And Chase Elliott finally broke the door on last weekend, getting that huge breakthrough, finally himself into this spot. So, I'm rolling with Keselowski here. So basically, I got the Penske double this weekend. I'm gonna roll with Grant Amminger on Friday night to keep the championship trophy in house for Thor Sport and take down the triple threat of GMS Racing, which, let's face it, they definitely have a chance to take it. Obviously, I'm thinking, my mind says Sheldon Creed, but my heart says Grant Amminger will get it done on Friday night. So that's my championship picks right here. And I'm leaning toward a special guest here to bring it all down next week on the season finale of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. So lean towards that way as well. So definitely want to stay tuned for that as well. So a lot of exciting stuff. No fans, unfortunately, in the stands for championship weekend. But hey, I mean, hopefully next year at this time, Lord willing, whatever the situation is, we can have fans back at that racetrack. But I'm very unfortunate that the first year that championship weekend is at Arizona, no fans will be at that track. That's such an unfortunate situation, but we gotta move on. But exciting racing is about to go down, and we're gonna see some stuff happen. That's for sure. Three champions will be crowned, and we're gonna be talking about those three champions on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. You can follow me at Eddie_EG3 on the old Twitter. I've been off of it for most of the week due to the political election here, which we're not obviously not diving into that. So we'll keep it minimum. And the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3, get it wherever podcasts are found. Y'all know what to do there. Please tell your friends about us, folks, as we are winding down 2020 here on the podcast here, and we'll talk about our off-season schedule next week on the podcast at some point moving forward. So we got a lot of stuff going on, but unfinished business in Arizona. So looking forward to this weekend, folks. And with that, we shall close the book on this preview edition of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 here in Manhattan, Kansas. Which is, the weather has been outstanding for the first week of November. And we'll know it'll be set to change here in a couple of upcoming days. But for right now, we're enjoying this weather and looking forward to some tremendous championship action here, well, there, out west in Arizona on FS1, NBCSN, and NBC. Big thanks to Big D, co-producer of this podcast all year long, as usual, doing his thing. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, saying thank you guys for downloading this episode and listening to the latest episode of 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. Folks, It is going down in Arizona this weekend. Who will win the championships this weekend? Find out. Arizona Championship Weekend. Let's get this thing on.
Wherever you get your sports podcasts, Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going three wide.